Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. I mean, it's just that simple. Sex is as important as sleep. Let's prioritize it. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I'm continuing on some of the topics that have been swirling in my sphere lately, but that also spawned from responding to some different women in my DMs over a question in a Facebook group. So today, my focus is on really reiterating to whomever is listening that sex is really important. And it could even be said that it is as important as sleep to our health, our vitality, our lives. And of course, if we can make that really good and epic sex, then yay, even better. That's amazing. So one of the things that has come into my sphere multiple times in the last couple weeks is a statistic, a few different statistics. So it's been in different areas, so I don't know where all of the information is coming from. In one area, it was from a poll of hundreds of thousands of people, and it was almost up to 40% of people and women in this particular poll that said that they were having sex only once a year, if that. And in another group, I think it was 25% of the women answered that way. And then I was in two other groups where I was looking at answers, and I didn't create an actual percentage bar graph, pie graph, whatever, pie chart for it to actually get a percentage. But I was blown away by how many people responded only one time a year. Like, what is happening? Why is that happening? Like, it hurts me almost. Like, I don't even know what to say. I mean, there's a million exceptions and understanding situations for this, right? We've got like severe health issues. Yes. Postpartum, you know, things where injuries, you know, there's real tangible things where people, it would totally make sense, right? And wouldn't feel so like heart achy for the world, right? There's very real reasons. So if you're in one of those situations, definitely just honor that. Go as slow as you need to. Wait until you're all healed or ready and able, or whatever the case may be, right? But for the great majority of people, which is, I mean, in the groups that I was in, I was able to then read people's responses, and none of them, that was the situation. It was all just simply, we're stressed out, we don't prioritize it, we've gotten bored, like things like that. And I'm like, what? Okay. And it's cool for me. It's cool for me to be humbled in that way and see it and recognize that exists, because I do live in my world. I do surround myself with people who are living very similarly to me, who are like focused on living really alive and having really juicy life experiences, not just in the bedroom, but outside of the bedroom, right? And all of that. So in that realm, it is very humbling for me to see, but it does make my heart cry a little, because it's like, oh, I don't want that for the world. Largely because I want the world to feel really lit up and alive and happy and all of those amazing things, especially if you are in a place where that's possible, right? So being able to tune into that. Okay, so back to like a bold statement of saying that sex is as important as sleep. Okay, I get it, because sleep is really important. Sleep is my other big priority thing. I love sleep and I do all kinds of things to make sure that I get enough sleep. I mean, there's times I'm like, nah, I'm not going to, but big picture, I really value sleep and I've arranged my life so that I can not wake up to an alarm. So that is really important for me to honor my own rhythms in that way. So sleep is super important to me. And so if I'm sitting here saying this could be just as important as sleep, I mean, that's a big deal. So how and why? It is largely because of the impacts it has on our body. And our relationships and everything. It's just everything. Why everything? Okay, so being able to have sex, and especially if you are able to really feel connected with your partner, you're going to be flooding yourself with good, juicy, amazing hormones. You're going to be feeling oxytocin, you're feeling it, but you're going to have it flooding through your body. You're going to be experiencing it in your body and feeling connection. And that's one of the things that so many people are missing in the world today. They're missing that feeling of connection. They're missing the feeling of connection to themselves. They're missing the feeling of connection to the earth, to higher source energy, to their spirituality, to their center, to their partners, to their family, to their kids, to their friends. People are missing the sensation and feeling of connection. And that feeling of connection also helps with things like addiction and, you know, any sort of vices like that out in the world. So when we can address and amplify how much we can feel connected to ourselves and to others, bonus, amazing, right? So we have that. We have the decrease of the stress hormones in our body, and we have an increase of the pleasure hormones in our body. So we're decreasing the cortisol and the adrenaline and like that fight, flight, sympathetic nervous system make us not feel good stuff, right? Which is really important because when we can get more in the parasympathetic, we are able to heal. And when we're in the parasympathetic more, our immune system is boosted. So we literally are boosting our health. We're making it so we can be more vibrant, more vital, more alive, and for longer. That extends our life. We are having physical activity in this, as well as just like that increase and decrease of our heart rate and all of that. It's like exercise. These things are good for our hearts. It is good for our bodies. You can feel it physically, especially if you have been a type of person who has taken breaks from having sex more regularly. And then you start having sex, you're like, whoa, I haven't been using those muscles. What on earth, right? So it really helps our physical bodies in all of these ways. So it's really super important. The way it also then helps and fosters our relationship with our partner is huge. We're able to actually feel connected and we're able to feel that intimacy and that vulnerability and that openness and that connection. I know I've already said connection like 40 million times, but you can feel it with me, right? Like you can feel that. And when you feel that connection with somebody, it really helps navigate all those harder moments, all those more stress-filled moments that come with day-to-day living, whether that is parenting things or it's money things or it's some sort of life event happened, right? You're able to actually feel like this person is on your team and on your side and get to the same page a little bit more quickly or easily because you know that you share this connection. you know that you can be intimate and vulnerable. So it is just so important. On top of this, it can like help regulate our own hormones and our hormonal health in general. You know, just being able to, I was once reading something about like even just like a woman sleeping next to a man can sometimes regulate her hormones. I don't know. It's been a long time since I read that. But I do know for myself and then witnessing it in other people as well, you can see how certain hormonal things can be more at peace when you're having more regular sex. It is like magic. It's like our bodies were made to do this or something and keep them regulated. It's just this wonderful thing. Okay. All that. And again, we're increasing our pleasure capacity. We're increasing our ability to handle more pleasure. And therefore, we're inviting more of that into our lives, which means we're able to handle more and we can handle more stress too. But on top of that, it's just the fact that we're able to invite more pleasure in. And therefore, we're not inviting more stress in, and we're not on like the drama cycle, inviting more of that in where, you know, you get just stuck on this, okay, well, now we haven't fought for 2 days, so it's probably time I pick a fight, and it's completely unconscious or subconscious, and you're just addicted to it because your adrenals are saying, hey, we haven't had a fight in 2 days. So you're shifting out of that and into something different. You're shifting into more of the pleasure and the connection. And tied into all of this, one of the other big things I feel is really important in this is having the conversation. I think that more people need to be talking and feel good and okay about talking about sex and how to make it more pleasurable and enjoyable and what to do about that. Again, if you listened to the last episode, which in that one I was talking about stress, and I actually didn't even mention in that how our hormones and stuff get messed up, but oh well. So check out the stress episode, because when we're in that fight flight, our hormones can get all messed up, and our adrenals and the HPA axis and everything is just, it all works together, the body, it all just works together, and the body, mind, spirit. So yeah. Okay. But tied into all of this, I feel like we all need to be talking about it more. And so if you remember from the last episode, that these episodes all spawned from a question in a Facebook group. And that is one of the things that I was noticing with the women responding to me in the DMs is we're not having these conversations. Like, who's talking about these things? I remember once I had a person talking about in a Gene Key group, and they were talking about how, you know, even with a bottle of wine, her friends and her don't go into some of these topics that I just so casually talk about. And that's part because that's who I've always been. I've always talked about these things, whether it's just going really deep, really spiritual, really whatever, or super weird, or I can handle this, that, or the other. Like, everybody knows, like, there's nothing too weird to bring to me, right? Like, you can tell me the craziest ish, and I'm like, yeah. Or it'll be something, and I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard about this, blah, 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 right? It's so goofy. But anyways, it's important. And that's one of the reasons why I created the whole Juji tea time too, because sometimes it's, well, I want to learn other techniques. I want to be better at giving a blowjob, or I want to be able to do more role play, or I want to be able to blah, 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 right? Fill in the blank. And it's important. And I think that having a place to be able to talk about that stuff is helpful. Like, we seriously have had so much shame and burying of our sexual selves in this society while also simultaneously flaunting and selling with sex, right? So goofy. That I think that these types of circles and spaces and people who you can just talk to and be real with is really important. So I do want to invite everybody to the Juji tea time calls. I mean, right now they're pretty chill. So, You can feel safe showing up. And if you ever don't feel safe, you can, you know, mosey on out, whatever it is. But I am so here for these conversations because I think they're really important. And I think that everybody needs to be having more amazing sex so the health of the whole world can just get better. All right, give me a little cheers if you're with me. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.